This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. German prosecutors said Friday they have launched an investigation against the district chief of a flood-hit region for negligence, as warnings were made too late, resulting in the deaths of dozens of residents. Some 189 people lost their lives in severe floods in western Germany in mid-July, raising questions about whether enough was done to warn locals. Prosecutors say they have affirmed the initial suspicion of negligent homicide and negligent bodily harm and have initiated investigations. They told reporters Friday the regional district chief is the focus of the probe because he had the, quote, sole decision-making authority and was meant to be in charge of the operation according to current regulations. Investigators found that forecasts about the impending flood should have led officials to sound the warning and evacuate residents living near a swollen river. It apparently took 2.5 hours before evacuation orders and warnings through smartphone apps reached residents, according to findings. The Lebanese army claims troops seized a rocket launcher in southern Lebanon on Friday after locals intercepted Hezbollah fighters who earlier fired rockets towards Israeli forces. Hezbollah says it targeted open ground in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes that hit open ground in Lebanon on Thursday. Israel responded to Friday's rockets with artillery fire into Lebanon. The Lebanese army said in a statement it had detained the, quote, four people who had launched the rockets and seized the launcher used in the operation. Hezbollah enjoys strong support among the Shiites who form the majority in southern Lebanon, where its fighters helped drive out Israeli forces that occupied the area until 2000. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan authorities tightened coronavirus restrictions Friday as reports emerged of COVID patients dying while awaiting admission to overcrowded hospitals. The government said state ceremonies and public gatherings were banned until September 1st because of the growing health crisis. Public servants had earlier been asked to return to work beginning Monday, but that order has now been revoked and bosses have been told to decide who should report for duty on site. The fresh curbs come after the number of coronavirus deaths and infections in the last week doubled from a month ago. A Sri Lankan television anchor shared images online of a state-run hospital that showed three patients sharing a single bed. She said two patients died in front of her and overworked staff were treating people under trees as the hospital could not cope with the influx, comparing it to what was reported in India a few months ago where people died outside overcrowded hospitals. Other posts on social media showed bodies piling up at two hospitals outside the capital. Sri Lanka eased COVID restrictions last month as the government stepped up a vaccination rollout. Thousands of people fled wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey on Friday as a protracted heat wave turns forests into tinderboxes and flames threaten populated areas, power plants, and historic sites. On the Greek island of Evia, the Coast Guard mounted a major operation to evacuate hundreds of people by sea, using patrol boats as well as fishing and private vessels to rescue residents and vacationers from encroaching flames overnight and into Friday. A Coast Guard spokesman told state broadcaster ERT that 653 people had been evacuated from beaches in northeast Evia after all of the other means of escape were cut off by the fires. Fires have raged in many parts of Greece as the country has been baked by a prolonged heat wave that sent temperatures soaring to 45 degrees Celsius, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In neighboring Turkey, wildfires described as the worst in decades have swept through swaths of the southern coast for the past 10 days, killing 8 people. And the Philippines placed its Manila capital region under a 2-week lockdown on Friday as the Southeast Asian country's health minister reported more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases, the largest single-day jump in infections in almost 4 months. The Philippines is battling one of Asia's biggest COVID-19 outbreaks and has seen a steady rise in infections over the last 2 weeks, with health officials have attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.